Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the goal was for her Hoosiers, the Big Ten champions, to be in Dallas this weekend for the Final Four. Unfortunately, that ended March the 20th. But Terry Morin, who concluded her ninth season as the all-time winningest coach in IU program history, received a very prestigious award on Thursday, the Associated Press National Coach of the Year honor, given to her yesterday at the American Airlines Arena in Big D.
This award is not an individual award. It never is. It's all about the people that you have inside of your program and the ones on the outside that support you. I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of our fans for this award as well. They've created an atmosphere where, one, it's hard to play in Simon Scott Assembly Hall, but it's such a great thing for our game. Just want to grow this great game. This is what it should look like.
A very humbled National Coach of the Year, Terry Morin. In Boston, meanwhile, it was announced that the Seymour native was named the Kay Yao Award winner, a national award that embodies a winning spirit while displaying great character both on and off the court. Pacers back on the airwaves tonight against OC City. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Green County's favorite son, the former Eastern T-Bird, Dusty May, played and developed his work ethic under his high school coach, Mark Barnheiser, and then developed even further by the man he worked with at IU, fellow by the name of Bob Knight. May's Florida Atlantic Owls play as a slight underdog Saturday night to San Diego State in the first of two national semifinals down in Houston, trying to take this historic journey even a step further.
This is a Coach Knight type of group. We obviously throw out coaching cliches. I've never been around a group of guys, and I've been doing this 20 plus years, been a part of a Division I team for 20 plus years, that brought it the amount of energy, intentionality, focus, every single workout of every single day. And if one guy wasn't, then his teammates quickly reeled him in and we didn't have to. This is a player-led team. These guys are committed to being great.
And as I say, trying to take it a step further on Saturday night in another upset, Dusty May and his Owls of Florida Atlantic. Don't forget the watch party beginning at 5 at Eastern Middle School tomorrow. Congrats big time to National AP Coach of the Year, our own Terry Morin. Pacers OC City tonight on the airwaves. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.